Greetings, fellow pilgrim of your Lenten journey. This is Pastor Bob on day three, the Friday after Ash Wednesday of Lent. The scripture we're going to be looking at today is Mark 10, verses 32 through 45. You may want to pause the recording here to go read that. And now let us continue. James and John make a request of Jesus. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to the capital city of Jerusalem, where Jesus is to be crowned King of the Jews. James and John are eager to have prominent positions in Jesus' kingdom. They want to be on his right and on his left. Let's say it this way. James and John want to be Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense in the new administration. But Jesus tells them they don't know what they're asking. Why? Because who was on Jesus' right and left as he entered the glory of his kingdom? It was the two revolutionaries who were crucified with him. The glory of the kingdom is Jesus Christ crucified. And James and John had unwittingly asked to be crucified with Jesus. This should remind us that the kingdom of Christ does not come in the way of worldly power politics. The kingdom of Christ is the anti-Rome, and Jesus is the anti-Caesar. Caesar and all his successors come to power through conquest, but Jesus became King of Kings on Good Friday. Jesus eternally reigns from the cross. The way of Jesus is not the way of conquest and colonialism, but the way of co-suffering love. James and John were still laboring under the ancient lie that the only way to really change the world is through the force of violent power. And I'm afraid that most of us are still very susceptible to this lie. We think of love as a mere sentiment, while accepting violence as true power. Yet the whole life and ministry of Jesus is a refutation of this lie. When the other disciples learned how James and John were jockeying for positions of prominence in the coming kingdom, they were indignant at the two brothers. So Jesus explained to his disciples that though the way of empire is to seek domination, it shall not be so among you. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of love, not domination. As followers of Jesus, we are called to the practice of radical patience, because the kingdom of God is without coercion. We persuade by love, witness, spirit, reason, rhetoric, and, if need be, by martyrdom, but never by force. This is what is known as the patient ferment of the early church. And this is why the early church, the church prior to Constantine and Christendom, had a deep ambivalence to the machinations of imperial politics. The early church understood that the kingdom of God did not and could not come through Caesar or the ways of Caesar. Thus, they had no ambition to wield the power of Caesar's sword. There is no such thing as a Christ-like Caesar. There is only Christ and his cross. May we remember that today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, forgive us for imagining that your kingdom can come by the way of Caesar and the politics of coercion. Help us to become a patient people who renounce the sword and take up the cross. Amen. Today's devotion came from the devotional called The Unvarnished Jesus, A Lenten Journey by Brian Zond. And I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow, day four of our Lenten journey together.